Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new album by jazz clarinetist Daryl Harper, who comes from Philadelphia, has toured and recorded with violinist Regina Carter, and chairs the music department at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Kevin says Harper's music is imbued with the blues.
Spindleshanks, a little out-of-sync boogie-woogie for Daryl Harper's clarinet and Kevin Harris's piano. It's from Harper's The Eden Fred Files. In jazz, the clarinet went into eclipse for a while, drowned out by louder trumpets and saxes. The instrument long since made a comeback, and the modern clarinet thrives in settings where it doesn't have to shout to be heard. In the spare trio Daryl Harper uses on most of his new album, he can sing softly as an owl in the night. Daryl Harper and his simpatico colleagues from the long-running Onus Trio. They cherish that great renewable resource, the blues, rooted in 19th-century field hollers, music of the cleared woodlands. Harper's woody clarinet timbre makes the connection. The trio also play Julius Hemphill's Kansas City Line, a modernized blues that's 10 bars long instead of the usual 12. It seems to end in midair. When they play the melody twice, the beginning of the second time through sounds like the real ending. The musicians add to the playful ambiguities by messing with the tempo here and there. Daryl Harper likes his blues with a twist, some way of tweaking its form or rhythm or feel. The blues is an all he plays, but on his Eden Fred Files, it's rarely far away. On bassist Matthew Parrish's Siren's Calling, a spiky melody and rhythm have the easy flow of an intricate folk dance. Drummer Butch Reed makes it roll. The album The Eden Fred Files is modest in a good way. A short program for two small combinations, ending with a solo piano Coltrane ballad that's somehow a fitting close to a clarinet recital. It's a musical chapbook or novella, The scale suits Daryl Harper's pointedly focused music. Sometimes, a small helping hits the spot better than a jumbo platter.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure, Downbeat, and eMusic, and is the author of Why Jazz.